Come on. Come on, open the door.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of looking for somebody.
Yeah, I know. You and everyone else. Come on in.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 2, Phantom.
Okay, at a time like this, I think we should talk a little bit about ourselves, you know, kind of compare notes on what's happened to us as best we can figure. How about telling how you got here? Anybody want to go first? Anyone?
I'll go first.
Where do you want me to start?
Start with your name, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know anybody here.
Why don't we all tell each other our names? I'm Bruce Barnes.
Judd Thompson.
I'm Vicky Byrne.
Lionel Washington.
How about you?
I'm Ryan Daly. I was just looking for someone, a friend.
No problem, Ryan. You're welcome to stay as long as you want. I don't think anyone minds.
Well, I guess I can stay for a little while.
Okay, great. Judd, you want to tell us your story?
Yeah. It's all kind of running together because I haven't slept much in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. See, last night, last night, I hopped a plane to London.
You hopped a plane to London?
Yeah, I bought a ticket with my dad's credit card. First class and all. I didn't know what I'd do when I got there, but I figured I had about a month before my dad got the bill and figured out where I was.
Just so we're clear on this, you were running away from home?
Yeah. Man, it felt great. They treated me like a king on that plane.
I usually fly coach.
I never fly anywhere.
So anyway, the last sleep I got was on the plane. Excuse me. Gorgeous. What do you mean missing? I couldn't exactly hear what they were talking about. But she was really freaking out. He stayed calm, so I figured it wasn't anything too major. I couldn't figure out what she was making such a big deal for. Nothing was wrong with the plane that I could tell. Except for her, everything was quiet. Everyone was sleeping.
People are gone. Sir, sir, my husband seems to be...
Now what?
I found
what is she doing with his clothes? What is going on here? No, what? What does that mean?
Excuse me.
Trouble, ma'am?
It's my husband.
Does he need something?
He's gone.
I'm sorry?
He's disappeared.
What is going on here?
He probably slipped off.
People
to the
just don't disappear on an airplane.
Would you mind checking? And take this blanket. I'm afraid he's gone off naked. He's a religious person, and I know he'd be terribly
religious person.
Embarrassed.
What?
He's gone.
Oh, no. No. No!
I'll be right back.
That was when I first knew for sure. My mom had been telling me about it for years. I was probably the only person on that plane who knew what happened. No! No! This can't be happening!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Raymond Steele. I'm sure that by now you are all aware that something has taken place. First, I need to ask you to remain calm. That is essential if we are going to sort out what has happened. Then I'm going to ask the flight attendants to pass out foreign entry cards. If anyone in your party is missing, please fill out the card in his
Excuse
or her
me,
name
Mr. McElroy?
And list every
Excuse
detail
me,
you
sir.
Think of.
What do you want?
We'd like you to fill out this visitor declaration card. Was anyone in your party missing?
I'm the only one in my party.
Right. Here's your card. Please fill this out.
Just join the EU so we don't have to monkey around with all this junk.
Sir, we're not going to London. That airport is closed.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Thompson?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. We'd like you to fill out one of these visitor declaration cards.
I don't think I'm going to be staying. I'll probably grab the next flight back.
I understand. We still need you to fill out the card. We're using them to get a head count. Besides, I think we're going to be heading back to Chicago.
Oh, yes!
Anxious to get home?
Before, I couldn't wait to get away. Now I can't wait to get back.
Well, just between you, me, and the bulkhead, I am really looking forward to getting back on the ground and making sure my family's okay. You want to make sure yours is okay too, right?
Yeah, I do. I just hadn't thought about them.
Wow. I'd better finish handing these cards out.
My family. I can't believe I hadn't considered them at all. I wanted to get home because I thought I'd be safe there. But if I was right, there wouldn't be anyone waiting for me at home anyway. If I was right, I was on my own.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Any idea when we'll land in Chicago?
Ooh, not yet. We'll be over the lake by 6:30, but there are only two runways open, and O'Hare's taking planes from everywhere.
So there's no way to say?
You know, I don't even want to guess. We may be holding for a long time.
Thanks.
What are you two yapping about? We're not landing in Chicago, we're landing in London.
No, sir, we're not landing in London.
Why not?
I don't know how to tell you this, but you seem to have slept through the most cataclysmic event in the history of our planet.
Could you give me that again in plain English?
People have disappeared. On this plane, on the ground, everywhere.
All over the world, too.
What?
That reporter over there has been monitoring the news on his laptop. Right around midnight last night, millions of people just disappeared.
People on this plane disappeared?
Yeah. Including all the children.
Oh, come on. How can that be? Well, come on. Give me some answers, hotshot.
I don't have answers. Actually, I have just as many questions as you have.
You're telling me people just disappeared?
There are clothes all over the plane. Where there used to be people.
More of the same on the ground.
I could use a drink.
Trust me, fella. You won't hide this one behind a bottle.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we start our approach to O'Hare, I want you to know that the situation on the ground...
Can you see anything yet?
...is serious.
You
need to prepare yourself for the worst.
What do you see?
We should be
what
landing
is it?
In just a few minutes.
Look
so
for yourself.
Please turn off all
Whoa!
Electronic devices.
It looks like a war zone.
Look at all the fires.
Hey, look at the airport.
It looks like an airplane graveyard.
I'll tell you what. This pilot better be pretty good or we just might end up as part of that graveyard.
How much for a ride to Mount Prospect?
More than you got, Sonny.
Come on, man. How much?
$1,000. Cash.
That include your tip?
No. And on a day like today, I like to get, I don't know, at least 15%.
Whatever. Let's go.
What?
You heard me. Let's go.
Okay. Get in the car there, Mount. Hey, and I'll take that grand up front, if you don't mind.
Here you go.
Thank you kindly and welcome aboard, Your Highness.
Yeah, at this price, the meal better be fantastic.
Hey, hey, supply and demand, kid. Supply and demand.
God, this traffic is insane.
I hope you're not in a hurry.
Just get me there in one piece, okay?
So what's your take on what's happening?
I just got off a plane. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, what I'm hearing is, some people say it was E.T. Others say it was Jesus. The rest of us, we don't know. I guess a lot of people were driving when the disappearances happened. There's abandoned cars all over the place, blocking roads, causing accidents. Seems like everyone is trying to get somewhere fast.
Aren't things pretty much the same everywhere?
Sure. Don't matter, though. You can't expect people to act rationally when folks is disappearing right out of their clothes. All the rules go right out the window. And one guy wanted me to drive him all the way to Milwaukee.
You should have taken him. You could have made a fortune.
The guy didn't have a fortune, trust me. He wasn't carrying a wad of 50s like you are.
Like I was.
Hey, you'll pardon me for noticing there, Rockefeller, but this ride didn't exactly dry up the wad.
Lucky me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't jump to any conclusions. Cash may not be what it used to be. Like I said, all the rules have gone out the window.
Thanks for the ride.
Yeah, no problem, Mouth. Hey, keep me in mind for any future journeys you might take.
Yeah, you'll be my first call.
Hey!
What?
Hey, how about a little something extra for, for the effort?
So the $1,000 didn't include the tip?
Hey, fellas gotta eat, right?
Right. Remind me on the next trip, will ya?
Yeah, thanks a lot, kid. May you find what you're expecting.
I hope I don't.
But you did, didn't you?
Yep. They were all gone. Just like I knew they would be. My brother and sister. My parents hadn't even gone to bed. Mm. Pretty sure they were calling around looking for me. I found their clothes by the phone.
Are you okay there, Vicky?
That's a lot like what happened with me.
Not me.
You want to tell us about it, Vicky? Or?
No, you go.
Okay. Ryan, why don't you tell us your story then?
Well, I don't know if I want to.
Hey, we're all in the same boat here.
Well, I don't think so.
All right, then. How did you end up here?
It's okay. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No. It's okay. I will. Well, my name is Ryan Daly, and I live a few blocks from here. My dad travels a lot with his work, so sometimes it's just my mom and me. He was supposed to fly in from Amsterdam last night, so I knew that my mom would be going to pick him up after I was in bed, but I was surprised when I got up this morning and she still wasn't home.
Mom? Mom? Are you in the kitchen?
What's this? Ryan gone to pick up Dad at O'Hare. Stay home until I call. Love, Mom. Looks like I'm fixing my own breakfast. Let's see what's on. Whoa. Too much for cable.
Hi, you've reached Irene, Rayford, and Raimi. We're not here, but your call is important.
Oh, hi, this is Ryan. I was just wondering if Raimi wanted to come over and play video games after school. Hey, what's this?
Ryan, call me on my car phone when you get this. I'm trying to get your father at O'Hare, but there must have been an accident or something. We're all jammed up on the highway. Nothing's moving. Listen, we'll be home as soon as possible, okay? Bye.
As soon as possible? It was 4 hours ago. Speed dial Mom's car. So much for that idea. I want to know what's going on here.
Not clear
okay,
what
cool.
caused the disappearances at this time.
What, is this guy on every channel?
Is expected to make the White House any moment.
Why isn't there anything on besides
Nobody
news?
Nobody has ever seen anything like this, and everyone seems to have...
will spontaneously combust every year. They widely report this. Spontaneously combust. You're referring to the fact that they explode?
Whoa.
Yes, essentially. Now, Doctor, have you ever heard of a case like this where millions of people all over the world spontaneously combust at the same time?
No,
wait a second. Okay, this is getting really freaky. What's going on here?
It is footage from the Baruda mission.
The disappearances at
this can't be real. This is just a joke somebody's playing. It's not real. It's not real. It can't be real. It's not real. Come on, Mom. You're supposed to be home already. Raimi. I'll see if Raimi's home.
Hi, you've reached.
Where is everybody? The radio. Maybe somebody knows what's going on the radio.
So the confirmed crashes are PanCon 826, that one originating in Vancouver. Air Koala 1216 originating in Sydney, that one crashing near Hawaii. There's Premier 1120 from Miami, and PanCon 906, that one from Amsterdam.
PanCon from Amsterdam?
Several downed airplanes have been reported at this time, but we
have... Is that Dad's plane? Okay. Come on, where's that paper from the airline? There's the flight number on it. I just saw it. Come on, where's it? I can't find it. What if there was the plane from Amsterdam? No, Dad. Dad, no. What? Maybe it wasn't on the plane. Maybe it was on a different flight. That's why Mom left last night. Why hasn't she come home yet? I'll try your phone again.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this, please?
Oh, sorry. I thought I was calling my mom's cell phone.
Is your mother Marjorie Louise Daly?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Sergeant Flanagan with the Des Plaines Police. Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm Ryan. What are you doing with my mom's phone?
I was just...
What happened? Where's my mom? Did she get arrested?
No, son, nothing like that.
Is she all right?
I'm afraid not, Ryan. She's been in an accident.
Really? What happened?
It's too early to say exactly what happened, but it looks like there was a truck that went out of control and rammed several cars at an intersection. Your mother was in one of the cars.
Well, where is she now?
They took her to Lutheran General in Park Ridge. You know where that is?
No.
Well, if you just drive down the tri-...
I'm not old enough to drive yet.
Listen, son. Do you have any other relative that can come and stay with you for a while?
Why? What for?
Look, I didn't want to tell you this on the phone and all, but Ryan, your mom is dead. She didn't make it. There's been so many fatalities around Chicago that the morgues are all full. They're setting one up at Main East High School in Park Ridge, so if you can get somebody to bring you over there... Are you still there, son? I'm sorry, I thought you should know. Is there someone whose house you can come to? A friend or a relative? Son?
I couldn't even talk. I sure couldn't talk to him. To him, my mom was just another person who'd been killed today. Just another body. But it was my mother. It was my mother. And I knew that my father was dead. He was on that plane. I knew it. I just couldn't admit it. Even now, it's hard.
So how'd you end up here?
I don't know. I just sat there, not even able to move for a long time. Then for some reason, I started thinking about my friend, Ramey Steele. He and his mom always used to tell me about God and stuff. Maybe he knew what was going on. I got on my bike and rode over to his house. It was so quiet in their house that there couldn't be anyone home. But I mean, the Steels never left their doors unlocked. Ramey? Mrs. Steele? Everything seems normal here. Mrs. Steele's car is still here, even Ramey's bike. He can't be still in bed. Ramey? Nothing. His clothes are still sitting on his bed. Where could they be? Maybe... Oh no. They're gone too. I was gonna go when I heard a noise, like somebody breathing really heavy coming from Ramey's parents' room. The door was open, so I walked down the hall and took a look inside. It was Ramey's dad. I figured he'd be gone too, but he wasn't. He was just lying on the bed crying, talking to himself, I guess. I figured I'd better get out of there before somebody caught me. I didn't know where to go. I didn't want to go home. I think I was afraid I'd get the telephone call telling me that my dad was dead. I knew that he was, or I knew that he was on that flight, 906 or whatever. I just didn't want someone to tell me for sure, like the cop did with my mom. I just rode around the neighborhood for a while. There were people all over the place crying and yelling. Nobody knew what was going on with all the people disappearing and stuff. I was thinking about my mom and my dad and about Ramey and his mom. Why'd they disappear like that? What about all the other people that had gone? Why'd my parents have to die like they did? I don't have any family except for an uncle out west somewhere. No brothers, no sisters, even my best friend is gone. I'm stuck here, left behind. So what am I supposed to do now?
The Kids, Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.